Savitri, Book 7, the Book of Yoga, Canto 7, the Discovery of the Cosmic Spirit and the Cosmic Consciousness. Pages 551 to the bottom of 552. In the little hermitage in the forest's heart, in the sunlight and the moonlight and the dark, the daily human life went plodding on, even as before, with its small unchanging works and its spare outward body of routine and happy quiet of ascetic peace. The old beauty smiled of the terrestrial scene. She too was her old gracious self to men. The ancient mother clutched her child to her breast, pressing her close in her enwining arms, as if earth ever the same could forever keep the living spirit and body in her clasp, as if death were not there, nor end, nor change. Accustomed only to read outward signs, none saw aught new in her, none divined her state. They saw a person where was only God's vast, a still being or a mighty nothingness. To all she was the same perfect Savitri, a greatness and a sweetness and a light poured out from her upon her little world. Life showed to all the same familiar face. Her acts followed the old unaltered round. She spoke the words that she was wont to speak and did the things that she had always done. Her eyes looked out on earth's unchanging face. Around her soul's muteness all moved as of old. A vacant consciousness watched from within, empty of all but bare reality. There was no will behind the world and act, no thought formed in her brain to guide the speech. An impersonal emptiness walked and spoke in her, something perhaps unfelt, unseen, unknown, guarded the body for its future work, or nature moved in her old stream of force. Perhaps she bore, made conscious in her breast, the miraculous nihil origin of our souls and source and sum of the vast world's events. The womb and grave of thought, a cipher of God, a zero circle of being's totality. It used her speech and acted in her acts. It was beauty in her limbs, life in her breath. The original mystery wore her human face. Thus was she lost within to separate self. Her mortal ego perished in God's night. Only a body was left, the ego's shell, afloat mid drift and foam of the world sea, a sea of dream watched by a motionless sense in a figure of unreal reality. An impersonal foresight could already see, in the unthinking knowledge of the spirit, even now it seemed nigh done, inevitable, the individual die, the cosmos pass. These gone, the transcendental grew a myth, the Holy Ghost without the Father and Son, or a substratum of what once had been, being that never willed to bear a world, restored to its original loneliness, impassive, soul, silent, intangible. Yet all was not extinct in this deep loss. The being travelled not towards nothingness.